Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Dr. Christine Schenken from Seat of Wisdom College. We'll interview a former student and much more. Welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Dr. Christine Schenken and Joseph Mendoza. Joseph is a seminarian student, a graduate of Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College, and Dr. Christine Schenken is the president of that college. So this is the second part of a show that we're doing on Seat of Wisdom. They're going to share more about the college and the purpose of the school and the education they offer.
And we're now going to a reflection with Christine Schenken.
Hi, I'm Dr. Christine Schenken. I'm the president of Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College in Barry's Bay, Ontario, Canada. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom was founded in the year 2000 as a place where students can come and get a university level education without losing their faith, and hopefully, and in most cases, deepening their faith. We offer an excellent liberal arts education with top-notch instructors, professors in theology, philosophy, literature, history, and other subjects of the liberal arts, such as music, science, mathematics. And the exceptional thing about the academic program that we offer is that all of the courses are integrated, so that what you learn in history is connecting with what you learn in philosophy and literature. Students find that they come out of our education with a well-rounded formation in the liberal arts from the Catholic perspective. So everything is viewed from the perspective of the Catholic faith. As well as an excellent academic formation, we also offer the education of the whole person in a very close-knit community. Students live not in big dorms, but in houses, communities of about normally 8 to 12 students. They form close friendships that really last for the rest of their lives. And they form friendships with people who share many of their interests as well, whether it be swing dancing or playing hockey or snowshoeing in the winter. There are many, many things to enjoy, especially in the beautiful surroundings of the Madawaska Valley, in which Barry's Bay is situated. This closeness community also impacts the relationship that students have with their professors. Professors know the students by name, and they really care about them. They make sure that the students are following, keeping up with their readings, and just generally doing well. Finally, this education is a great education to prepare students for anything in life. We have students, alumni, who go on to work in healthcare, in teaching. Some of them go on to have their own businesses. It's just a wonderful preparation for anything, because it teaches you how to think critically, how to communicate, and to be really grounded in the faith and be able to evangelize and spread that faith to other people.
Welcome to Life on the Rock, Dr. Christine Schenken and Joseph Mendoza. And Joseph, we added you to our lineup here because you're a graduate of the college and you're in formation for the priesthood now. So I wanted to hear some of your story. First, let's talk about vocations, though, in general at from the college. You've had a number get married. How many is that?
So we have about 70 plus marriages. I think it's 72 marriages of alumni to alumni. So that's 140 plus alumni married to each other.
Right.
So a lot of marriages. Right. Can't even count the number of kids out of those marriages.
So this is our second show. We've talked a lot about, you know, the powerful points about a classical liberal arts education, but the Catholic part, helping a young person discern their vocation, is huge. Yeah. And especially like today, I see it all the time. You know, young people want to get married, they can't find anybody. To facilitate that, to help someone find their vocation, that's a great work to do. Mm-hmm. And but you've had a number go to religious life, priesthood?
Yeah, in the 23 years that we've been in existence, we have an equal number of vocations that have come out of the college, so about 23. We have 9 alumni priests, and many in religious life, female and male. So we've been getting some attention for that recently. in terms of being what they call a breeding ground for mm-hmm. vocations. Mm-hmm.
And maybe the study of classical literature too gets you thinking about these big picture questions, right? What's the meaning, purpose of life, the goal of life?
Absolutely, yeah.
You were telling me on the previous show, I think off camera, mm-hmm. but just Dante's description of the beatific vision was so powerful for you.
I mean, I think it is powerful for anyone who reads it. Yeah. I think we talk a lot these days about goals, right? Mm-hmm. What are your goals? And what are your life goals? And I think sometimes we don't go far enough with that. Like, what about your afterlife goals? Where do you want to be ultimately?
This world's passing, right?
It's not for eternity, but... So Dante gives us that picture. Yeah, I think he gives us our ultimate goal, which is the beatific vision. And he gives us such a powerful image of that at the end of the Divine Comedy that I think it should speak to everybody and should be our guiding light in life.
Okay, Joseph, where are you from in Canada?
Cambridge, Ontario. It's a town about an hour's drive west of Toronto.
And what drew you to the college?
Well, I grew up in a devout practicing Catholic family. So growing up, I was kind of always was familiar with the fundamentals of the faith, what we believe, how we live, the sacramental life of the church and prayer. And eventually it was a suggestion from my brother, why don't you go to Our Lady Seat of Wisdom? And after giving him some thought, I thought, well, why not? I'll go for 1 year. Mm-hmm. And then 1 year became 2 years, and 2 years became 3 years quite quickly.
And you've come from a devout home. Your parents are from Goa, India, is that right? Or
Originally.
Originally, But you grew up in a devout home.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So they were very much encouraging to go to wisdom and even think about the priesthood ultimately?
Yeah, completely supportive of everything.
So what happened? You're at the college, what did you really like about it, and what maybe drew you to discern this call to the priesthood?
Well, I think at the beginning, you're really just immersed into this vibrant Catholic culture. Mm-hmm. From the academics, from the community life, from the more spiritual side of things. So in the academics, you are able, from a philosophical, theological, historical, a literature point of view, to discover God, discover the human person, discover the church and all of her goodness. Mm-hmm. And it helps you, helps you to realize that being Catholic, it gives you a capacity to live in accordance with the way God has designed the world. Mm-hmm. And that there's a tremendous freedom that comes with that. And it's quite fitting that the motto of the college is Veritas vos liberabit, the truth will set you free, from John's gospel. And then on the social side of things, you're living in community and houses, and no matter what you've done before coming to Seat of Wisdom, whether you were homeschooled, whether you went to a public school as I did, or maybe a private school, you come there and you recognize that all the people who are around you, you share this common view of how to view the world, and the same beliefs, and you get a sense of, I really do belong here. Mm-hmm. And all the social activities, even the same social activities that you do outside the college, they take on even somewhat of a different light in the college.
Right. You enjoy things more, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I noticed that when I was in seminary, I loved like classical music, I loved Rachmaninoff, and this Russian player, pianist, was coming to Philadelphia where the school was at, and I went to see that. But I remember how much more, when you go farther in your relationship with the Lord, everything becomes brighter, more vibrant, more meaningful.
And
I like that your emphasis on goodness too, because that was like my sense visiting the college. You know, 50% are homeschooled, but I think that's a nice kind of mixture, but there's just a spirit of goodness there. You know, there's a dress code where people, they have to dress in a dignified way, and that does so much. And I was impressed by that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And for you personally, like you mentioned to me, going to Mass frequently, daily Mass is available, but What impact on you did that have in drawing you to the priesthood?
Well, generally, I think the Collas has a very very central emphasis on the Eucharist. And whether that be our weekly college mass, the opportunity to go into the local parish church right beside the college, mm-hmm. where the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, even our student leadership meetings, they'd always mm-hmm. begin with us singing Ave Verum Corpus, because mm-hmm. the Dean of Students always said the Eucharist is what centers right. us. Mm-hmm. So I think that the Eucharistic culture in itself was something that had an impact on me. And in a particular way, serving Mass at the college and in the local church, I always thought that you finished altar serving when you were 18 or so, but no, I was invited once to come serve Mass, and particularly to be the MC at Mass and stand right beside the priest as he's offering the Mass, and to be so close to the Eucharist, to the priest as he's offering the Mass, it fills you with a sense of awe and a beauty that cannot, it's very hard to even describe. Yeah. On another level, being on their student leadership team at CWISM, it gave me an opportunity to serve those around me. And overall, I think the experience of CWISM, it gave me the opportunities necessary to recognize the charisms and calling talents that God has given me, and that has been very helpful in discerning my vocation, to recognize who God is, who I am, and what He's placed in my life, so I can go forward and make a decision of how best to serve.
Right, and just being in a place that fosters God is number one, and we're called to serve Him. He alone we shall serve and worship. But we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just a minute. Joseph, we were talking about your story. You got the 3-year degree from CWISM, and then you completed college. Where was that at?
Yeah, it was at Redeemer University mm-hmm. In a city called Ancaster, Ontario, a part of Hamilton, Ontario. Mm-hmm. I completed 10 courses there and got my 4-year degree.
And you already had the philosophy credits, so you can go start right into 4 years of theology. Now you're in what they call a propedeutic year in Spain. So tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I just finished the propedeutic year, and it's essentially a foundation year mm-hmm. where kind of a seminarian has a chance to have a slightly less academic sort of year, but really a year to ponder, to reflect, and to pray.
Good spiritual habits. Of
yeah, prayer and things, yeah, and you really do all the normal things mm-hmm. a seminary does. Liturgy, mm-hmm. classes, prayer, but without the harsh academics attached to it sometimes, which can make things a little stressful.
Now, she doesn't seem harsh. Do you think? But you're not cranking out Cicero reflections and stuff.
Yeah, we still write small papers, uh-huh. But without the grades attached to them. So it was really just a year to kind of contemplate, mm-hmm. To reflect, to build upon what was received at CWISM. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course you're in Spain, so you get to experience the Catholicism yeah. of
the rich
Spanish
history.
Culture. Yeah.
Right. And Dr. Shinkin, mm-hmm. What do you hope he would take away from CWISM into his preparation for the priesthood?
I would hope that he would take away a depth of familiarity with the Catholic teaching, mm-hmm. the perennial teachings of the Catholic Church. So I know that in Christian doctrine, for example, we learn what the Church teaches, but we go deeper than we might otherwise have the opportunity to do. The students are constantly invited to ask questions, to sort mm-hmm. of say, well, why? Why does the Church teach this? Or what about this? Right. What about this situation? Or what about this thought? Mm-hmm. And so I would hope that would stand him in good stead, hopefully as a future priest, when right. he gets asked those same questions by mm-hmm. his parishioners. So when he teaches his homilies, gives his homilies, he can anticipate what would some of the misgivings be that parishioners would have. And so that would be one big thing, is just a kind of in-depth knowledge of what the church teaches. I think from a personal formation point of view, I'm very confident that he has grown and matured a lot in his years at Seat of Wisdom and beyond, but especially at Seat of Wisdom in terms of that experience of student leadership and life in a household. You know, he was an RA, he was a residence assistant, so he had to deal with, you know, people, whatever, breaking curfew, what do you do? And so he's had to deal with some tough situations. We give students who are on the leadership team formation and training in, for example, conflict resolution. I think that's a great skill to get early on in life, because whatever you do in life, you're going to be dealing with conflict. Certainly in married life, that'll be the case as well. But for Joseph and seminary and looking ahead to the priesthood, I think that would be a big piece as well, as just having had that life experience of living in a Christian community and having to get along with other people and having to be a leader as well. Mm-hmm. It's not easy these days to be a leader. I think he's had a good taste of how to do that in a Christian, charitable, but also firm way.
Right. And you all also, a part of the program is contemporary literature. That might help them relate to the modern world.
So exactly, that's true. That's a very good point. You know, St. Thomas is foundational to the program, and so are Aristotle and Plato. But it's not enough to study those great works. It's also important to be familiar with what are the topics that people are talking about today. What are some of the things people are reading? So yes, we do. We have, for example, a survey of literature sequence, two part sequence. After classical literature, they do survey of literature 1 and 2, and they'll study, you know, Shakespeare and so forth. But they'll also study some more recent authors, so that they can be familiar with contemporary literature. And we have some upper level courses in, for example, Canadian literature, so people know what's going on and are able to talk and dialogue with people today, whether it be their friends or coworkers. Parents, you know, colleagues, it's important to be able to engage with, sometimes to critique when necessary, but to engage with contemporary culture. And we do form people in that area as well.
Right. And I think, too, what I've noticed, like in the priesthood, like seem like priests that have had an interest or studies in literature, they're just better communicators, they're better rhetoric and preaching and stuff, but what diocese are you studying for now?
I'm studying for the Diocese of Hamilton.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you grew up in the diocese?
Yeah, in the diocese, And the diocese is the diocese just beside the Archdiocese of Toronto, and we're the second biggest English-speaking diocese in Canada.
Right. Now, you kind of made the decision just after your graduation from Seat of Wisdom, right?
Yeah.
And when you talk to your classmates about it, they're real encouraging and could see that in you, or?
Encouraging, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe for some of them it was a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
No, everyone's been very encouraging and supportive, and it's in some sense even just made some of my relationships closer with the other alumni. Now that we're kind of focusing on a certain, so whether state of life or certain, they're going to certain occupations, we're all just kind of getting a little more settled down to some degree. And those relationships, even though they started at Seat of Wisdom, and we live together, and now we're far apart, they're still growing, they're still still developing, still living.
Right. So. I think at Seat of Wisdom, too, I was just impressed with the dress code, and it was just a nice interaction you could see among the students. I would think that would help in our twisted culture oftentimes, the relationship between men and women and things. Mm-hmm. Just that kind of formation about recognizing the dignity of the other to interact in an appropriate way. I was impressed by all of that.
Well, I mean, I think from the beginning in our our intellectual formation, we're not just imparting theology, but also sort of more broadly philosophy, where we ask the questions, what does it mean to be human?
Right.
And I think that's an important question these days, in the sense that our society often gets it really wrong. I mean, we have lots of challenges to the whole concept of being an integrated human person now with artificial intelligence and so forth. Not that I'm against all of AI, but it has to be kept within certain parameters, and we have to be confident in our knowledge of who we are created to be. mm-hmm. how God designed us as human beings in his own image and likeness. Right. So a formation in that helps us then to relate to one another as a child of God mm-hmm. and knowing the dignity both of myself and the person that I'm interacting with. And so mm-hmm. they get that in their studies. And then it also is complemented by with the experience in the classroom, but also in the households, in the community events and social interactions and so forth. Right. So it's all of a piece. It's all an integrated formation that they get in human interactions. Right.
Well, you all have a beautiful place up there, and thank you for coming to share your faith and the good works up there.
Thank you very much, Father.
I really enjoyed my conversation with Dr. Shinkin and Joseph. And that classical liberal arts education, the literature, you know, putting flesh on the virtue, something concrete, witnesses that we can have and from these great works of literature that we can understand what forgiveness is. We can understand what heroic virtue is and what the journey of life challenges therein. So that's a great start to life.
Yeah, I think going back into literature, there's so much to discover, especially if you're not actually growing up with that type of reading. So, and again, I think there's so many connections to our Catholic faith. Whenever we do receive literature in a school, whether that be a truth or a moral teaching or just a human experience that we often encounter. So I think those are so important to just kind of cultivate that sense of reading to further that, because that's going to stay with you for your life. Mm-hmm.
They highlighted the number of vocations to the priesthood that came out of the school. And a number of marriages come out of the school. Those are just great things.
About 70 marriages. I thought that was pretty amazing. Yeah.
That'd be a big draw for all the young people to
come
there.
Nine priests. Yeah. So, and a lot of religious, you said. So.
And I was touched being there a number of occasions when I was up, spent a month up in Canada. I went over to the school there. And, you know, just a simple, good life there. A great community of students. You know, you can just tell there's like an ease amongst the students, there's friendship and things like that. It just seemed like a very healthy environment to be at, to study.
I think that's so true, because I like what Joseph said, because he said, you know, the school reflects a Eucharistic culture. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really important, because if you look at a big school today, you can be surrounded by a lot of people and just not know a soul.
Right.
But I think there is something about a human connection with small schools, that there is something more of a maybe a tight-knit bond there that you can relate, you can help out. There's so much benefit to that type of learning.
Right.
So.
And I talked to a number of the teachers, not all of them, but a number of them. You know, they're raising their own families. They're modeling the Christian faith. You know, for a student, you look up to your teachers. You know, you're impressed by them and their abilities, their academics, and you want to know more about them. And you see the witness of their life and living their Christian faith. That has a big influence as a student.
Yeah.
So there's so many great qualities. I think up there, the beauty of the area and the history of, you know, Canada does have a history of Catholicism and things that's in that culture. That's
a very rich culture, rich history. Yeah.
So we'll send you into that vineyard with a blessing. May our Heavenly Father shine his face upon you. May he give you his peace. May he fill you with wisdom and counsel to guide you in life. May God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock.
On the last day, I just pray that we embrace. On the last day, I just pray that we embrace. Praise him, praise him. Cause I pray the novena, I pray the novena. I've been kind of slipping, but I won't start tripping, cause I pray with St. Faustina. And I know the grass is greener. Wherever I go now, mercy go. The bread of life on track, sir, top, I'm happy. You could rest and make Thomas and Percy go. How many say it's not personal, when all the unborn be the first to go? Red flag, lukewarm, walking with his eyes closed. You never notice it until you get a LIGO. Cause all the time I've been wasting, I would have been thought God lost patience. But the more that we doubt God, the more that we hurt God. So his mercy is guaranteed to save him. All I do is praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him.
Hashtag mercy, I glorify. Open up your heart and let it pour inside. Cause all the other stuff is really on the boring side. We gotta bring souls to the Lord. Cause you can never fall too low for the Lord. And even if you don't believe, you probably won't believe me when I tell you what I owe to the Lord. So I keep it to myself. Cause ain't nobody ready when it helps. Anxiety was everything I felt. But I just wanna help. But every time they put me by myself, I get to thinking that I probably go to hell. Dear God, I don't wanna die like this. I'ma need bread. I'ma need wine. I'ma need mercy. So divine. When I confess, have mercy on mine. Cause I pray the novena, I pray the novena. I've been kinda slipping, but I won't start tripping. Cause I pray with St. Faustina. And I know the grass is greener. Wherever I go, now mercy go. The bread of life on track, sir, top on that. The Eucharist and make Thomas and mercy go. We all gotta eat, the truth gon' speak. The separated children, the humble, the meek. You could be the rose through the crack in the street. Following the shepherd, life of the sheep. You might feel something if I stand next to you. Cause I just love church and the Eucharist at work. Every day inside my body, it's a festival. Need a boost, let Christ be the naked juice. Most high, I beg of you. For your love is no substitute. Gotta pray for the souls who wait for the souls on earth to pray but never do. Purgatory for the same round. Pure love never fade out. Let the blood and water was gushed from his heart when he died. Put everybody flames out. They said I should have been a priest. Keep talking like this. You never could fathom how much mercy. But I chose rapping. Cause I got a passion for venerating mercy. Lord have mercy, mercy. Dear God, I glorify. Cause everything you touch, you purify. My life, my love, my cure.